I made myself a note today because I had read a story about a boy, his name is Tom. Tom had a cousin who was coming. It says, cousin is his cousin, I don't remember his name, but he was coming for Christmas. Tom was so excited. He remembered going to this cousin's house at summertime, and they rode bikes and they played tag. They stayed up after dark and played hide and seek. They had a great time. But then as he thought about it, his excitement went away because he remembered the day before he came home from that visit, while his cousin was at a piano lesson, he decided to ride his cousin's bicycle without asking him. And he probably would have been okay with that. Problem was, when he rode the bike and came back home, he just dropped it in the driveway and came in the house for lunch, and it was dropped right behind his cousin's mom's car. She didn't know it was there, and when she backed out to go pick him up from piano lessons, guess what happened? Squished the bike. Now, Tom never told him that it was him who rode the bike. He just kind of pretended that he didn't know what happened and that maybe his cousin had left it there and forgot. But now this cousin was coming to visit him for Christmas, and he didn't know what to do. What should he do? I know, it's hard. What? Tell the truth. He's maybe give him write a note before he gets it. You know what? It was me. Do you, Knuckles? Right there. Tell the truth. It was me that did it. I'm really sorry. I was afraid to tell you. Yeah, tell the truth. Good job. The Bible reading today talks about... Well, let me back up a little bit. Have you ever done anything wrong? No eye contact. It's okay. It's okay. Good job, Ezra. Good job. We all do things wrong at times, don't we? And Jesus is coming. Someday he will come. That's what we talked about last week, about those candles. They remind us that Jesus came. He was born in a manger. He grew up. He died on a cross. He rose from the dead. He lives in heaven. He also lives in our hearts, doesn't he? And one day he's coming, right? Right, Chase? He's coming. And we've sinned. We've done things that he's probably not happy about. What can we do to get ready for him to come? We could pray. And what can we tell him in our prayers? Can we tell him the truth? We could.
And don't be naughty.
And don't be naughty. That's right. Good job. Right there, Arlo. Good job. Yes. Lord, I'm sorry, and I'm going to try not to be naughty anymore. Please forgive me when I am naughty. That is the perfect answer. You guys rock. Good job. Should we pray to him now? Should we talk to him about that? Lord God, we thank you so much that these kids are here. We thank you for their faith. We thank you that they know you and that they trust you. Lord, we know that you are coming. And Lord, there are things that we've done wrong. We just want to tell you the truth that we're sorry that we've done them. And we're going to try to not be naughty. So be with us. Be with these kids, Lord, as they grow bigger and stronger. Help us as a congregation to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and stronger in the faith as well. We pray these things trusting in you. In Jesus' name.